We are going to take a look at a new report out from the Annie E. Casey Foundation, out with its new Kids Count Policy Report, subtitled Race for Results, Building a Path to Opportunity for All Children. And the headline from the Annie E. Casey Foundation says, this new scorecard is showing some troubling obstacles, especially for children of color in reaching key milestones. So let's see if Laura Spear is with us from the Annie E. Casey Foundation. Thanks so much for joining us. As we've introduced this new Kids Count Policy Report, part of it is built around this new measurement called the Race for Results Index. Tell us how you're, what numbers are you looking at to come up with this information?
Well, this report is really an effort to try to measure how well kids are doing on the path to kind of being economically successful as adults and the impact that race continues to have on their long-term success. So, we chose to do it this way because we know that as the country becomes more and more diverse, the future prosperity and how competitive we can be globally is more and more hinging on the success of kids of color specifically. By 2018, kids of color are going to represent the majority of children in the U.S., and by 2030, they'll be the majority of the workforce. So it's really critical for us to focus on making sure that all kids are going to be prepared to be future earners and future workers. So what we did was we looked at 12 measures or milestones that are the research shows are really critical for children to meet in order to be successful as adults. Things like being born at a healthy birth weight, reading at grade level, graduating from high school, getting that at least an associate's degree or better. And we created an index with those 12 metrics. And what we found is that Latino, African American, and American Indian kids are not hitting as many of the important milestones that they need in order to be economically successful adults.
Those are some well-measured, indicators. So we can look at, you said birth weight, the ability to read very early on. And each one of these things sort of affects the other as you move chronologically through a child's life.
That's right. They definitely do. And so we chose to include those because, as you said, they do build on each other. We also included some metrics around the family support, kind of the support that children get from their families, things like being in a middle or upper income household, being in a household with two parents, being in a household that's not headed by a teen parent, and living in a community that's not that doesn't have a very high poverty level, because there's metrics around the fact that can really be troubling for kids, can be tough for kids, as you'd expect what happens in their communities and affects them. So looked at all of those measures and put them into an index, and in order to be able to kind of see how all of those different things impact kids. It's not just about whether or not they get that high school diploma, but it's about all of the things that lead up to that. And it's also about the resources that are available to them through their families and through their communities.
Laura Spear is with the Annie E. Casey Foundation. The new index is called The Race for Results. It's a policy report called Kids Count. There are some geographic differences. This is a national study, so some parts of the country are doing better than others.
That's right. We looked at data for all the 50 states. We looked at the five largest racial groups, so African American, Latino, American Indian, Asian, Pacific Islander, and white kids, and found that there was a big variation. This index is on the scale of 1 being the lowest and 1,000 being the highest. And the state scores range from a high of 914 for Asian children in Delaware to a low of 185 for American Indian kids in South Dakota. So there's a huge difference across the country in terms of how children are doing on these 12 measures. And so you can expect that there would be pretty wide variation in each state as well as kind of across the country.
Let's go to your recommendations. You came up with four things that you'd like to see implemented through government or private groups or community organizations. What do you think will help turn the corner on this?
Well, there are many different things that we could have included in a report like this, because this is about kind of getting all children to where they need to be and reaching their potential. And so, but what we chose to do is to focus this report on the recommendations in this report on the decisions that are made every single day in government and in the private sector, which create opportunities for some and not for others. We think that we need to, as a country, improve our understanding about how these decisions impact groups of kids differentially, and to identify the barriers that exist for some children to succeed. And what we can do with this information is to target our resources. So one example would be, in our recommendations would be to increase and analyze the data that we collect that's disaggregated by race in order to inform all phases of programs and decision making, and then to use that information to better target our investments to yield the greatest impact for kids of color. We have some examples of in our report of localities that are doing this with things like race equity impact assessments for all of the policies that are implemented in the state or in the locality. We also identified some programs, specifically those in the juvenile justice field, where using data to really identify at each decision point what's going on for different kids and why are different kids having different outcomes for the same sort of behavior can really help to shine a light on that issue and to change the decision points and to make sure that kids are treated more equitably in the system.
I guess what I'm hearing is intentionality, particularly with ethnic groups that are not performing as well. It sounds like you're saying you've got to pay very, very close attention at those specific, you call them decision points.
That's right. Because it can make the difference between a young person staying on a path where they may sway off, but they're able to get back on that path where they can get that high school diploma, go to college potentially, and earn enough money to support a family when they become an adult, or go into the juvenile justice system and potentially stay in the justice system for their adult lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's really for those types. Sometimes it's very small decisions that can start very young. There was a study that just came out recently from the Department of Education that looked at the rate in which African American kids were being expelled, even in preschool,
right,
which was so much higher than other kids, and that has a ripple effect over time for children. It's something that having better tools for those, especially for preschool teachers, to deal with those kids versus expelling them, can make the difference for that child for their entire life.
Particular challenges for Latino kids from Mexico and Central America also outlined in this report called Kids Count. Laura Spear with the Annie E. Casey Foundation, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.